This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Chicago, December wheat opened at 7.57 and a half, up 7 on the open. March, 7.77, up 6 and 3 quarters. The Chicago Board of Trade for corn, we see it opened at 5.71, up 10 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 5.90, up 12. May, $6, up 10 and 3 quarters. July, 6.09, up 10 and 3 quarters. September, 6.10 and a half, up 10 and 3 quarters. December of 2009, 6.10 and a half, up 11 and 3 quarters on the open. November beans open at 12.04, up 17 on the open. January, 12.20, up 16 and a quarter. March, 12.35, up 16 and 3 quarters. May, 12.42, up 11 and 3 quarters. July, 12.55, up 14. November of 2009, 12.13, up 17 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 3.30.50, up 5.20 on the open. December, 3.35.50, up 5.50. October soybean oil opened at 48.53, up 79 on the open. December, 48.90, up 67. October live cattle opened at 102.20, unchanged on the open. September feeders, 107.70, up 10. October lean hogs opened at 68.70, up 25 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 95.50, up 50 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the commodities is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is located in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
How much are commodity traders being impacted either from an indecision standpoint or just sort of a noise in the marketplace standpoint from what's going on this week over on Wall Street?
Yeah. Well, very definitely yesterday during the Senate hearings, and I'm quoting Jim Cramer, it seemed like there was a lot of out-of-touch U.S. senators about the problem and as far as the real problem and how it needs to be addressed. And hopefully, we're hearing some conciliatory rhetoric from Dodd and Schumer. And overnight, Buffett, who is one of the biggest Democrats in the United States as far as a wealth perspective is concerned, said, the marketplace, Wall Street, came very close to being dysfunctional financial system. And he did spend $5 billion on buying stock in Goldman Sachs, which is probably the premier money center bank now in Wall Street, at least from reputation and profitability. It is a very serious deal, and my general opinion is if the economy does stabilize, oil prices stabilize, then corn and soybean prices will improve in time. And I think that was one of the signals that occurred last night in the marketplace.
If there are no longer any investment banks standing, they're all going the commercial bank with a higher regulation, does that mean they have less liquidity and less money to leverage in the commodity grains?
Very definitely, that's the case. And the problem is that we're very short of cash in the banking system, and but getting loans into the system, it's very hard to get things working in the proper function.
Well, if that's the case, then how will the marketplace potentially rally if there's less liquidity? I mean, to the degree that they have, I guess the question is, do we anticipate then over the next period of time, a year or more, that the volatility that we have seen in this marketplace to be more muted, given that there's less leverage and less liquidity?
I think that's the million-dollar question, and I think that this is the message that Paulson and Bernanke are sending to Congress, that they have to act in a very quick fashion and in order to create stability in the marketplace. And yes, without the ability of basically Main Street America to go to their bank or lending institution and get money, it does create chaos in the system. The other thing that I think that we can basically say is, from a supportive point of view, is that basically with these strains in the marketplace, there's not going to be enough corn and soybean acres in the U.S. It costs a lot of money to put new production of land in South America due to transportation and outside costs, like transportation and the input costs to put corn and soybeans and sugarcane into production in, let's say, Brazil. The other factor that I think that we're looking at is that it is quite profitable to turn soybeans into soybean oil and soybean meal. The crush margins are just unbelievably good right now. And so that's giving the farmer stability as he's harvesting these early harvested corn and soybeans into the marketplace.
As we talk about the crude oil and its run up to 148, and I guess now it's trading down one in the teens thereabouts, it was a major factor for input dealers and input agribusiness of all kind to say, well, our expenses are going up. We have to pass some of that on to the producer. Do those prices go down if crude oil goes down?
Yeah, right now with crude oil about $108 a barrel, we should see the pump prices close to that $325 to $340 a gallon, and with the advantage of putting ethanol in at a very low cost, it helps stabilize and lower the prices as well. With cheaper energy, that's also a factor. One of the things that we're looking at, too, is in time, the world economy seems to be in pretty good shape, but no economy in the world has the leadership or the ability to lead us out of problems better than the U.S. financially and militarily as well.
I don't know that anyone knows the answer of this question for sure, but I'm going to ask it because I'm getting a lot of different opinions about it. Does this $700 trillion plan have some degree of inflation in it, a lot of inflation in it, hyperinflation in it? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that the money that's being put into the system is very inflationary. Also, I think that this is basically the item. It's only about 5% of the actual outstanding loans as far as the home loan subprime problem. And as Mr. Buffett says, you're buying it at a very cheap price. And in time, with the economy improving and the housing market improving, it should recreate a profit for the U.S. economy and also the taxpayer. I think the big factor here, too, Dave, is that the amount of $700 billion does send a signal that there's enough ammunition in the gun, at least to get to the first or second base as far as the problem's concerned. And what would really be scary is if we don't see stability in the corn and soybean market as well as the stock market in between Chicago and New York Wall Street.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Let's look at the current prices for you here at the moment. We see that finally we get some wheat bids out of Kansas City. December wheat now trading at 782, up a half. The March contract at 802, it's unchanged. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 745, down 5.5. March, 767, down 3.25. May is not trading. December corn, 567 up 6 and 3 quarters. March, 585 up 7. May, 597 and a half up 8 and a quarter. July, at 606 up 7 and 3 quarters. November beans, 1199 up 12. January, 1217 up 13 and a quarter. March, at 1231 up 12 and 3 quarters. May, 1245 up 14 and 3 quarters. October soybean meal, 328.50 up 320. October soybean oil, 48.32 up 58. October live cattle, 102.15 down 5. September feeders, 107.70 up 10. October lean hogs, 68.80 up 35. And February bellies, where they started the day, 95 even. Taking a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in northern and west central Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers, elsewhere mostly sunny. Highs ranging from 77 in northwestern Illinois to 89 in the far south. Tonight in northern and central Illinois and northwestern Indiana, partly to mostly cloudy with a few widely scattered showers, elsewhere partly cloudy to clear, lows ranging from 50 in northwestern Illinois to 60 in Chicago and Indianapolis. Tomorrow, northern and west central Illinois, a mix of clouds and sunshine, with a chance of a few isolated showers popping up in the afternoon. Elsewhere, mostly sunny, and highs ranging from 78 to 85 degrees. Dry weather is expected in all of Illinois and Indiana on Friday, and most of the two states on Saturday. On Saturday, a few showers might occur in northwestern Illinois and also eastern Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.